Welcome to a special holiday edition of Cone 11 Forced Air. All of us at john-norris.net wish you and yours happy holidays. Basically, that's just me. I'm still John, and it's December 21st, 2004. Big show today, so let's just dig right in. I have a favorite Christmas glaze recipe that I'd love to share with all of you. It's salt-based, it's glossy, it breaks from brown to gold. Unfortunately, it's for a ham! Speaking of hams, never mind. Speaking of things that are painfully off-topic, week 3 on Clay Art's Big Post is clearly a popular issue. Can glass move slash sag over time? The idea is that glass is some sort of liquid, and in a vertical position, as the time passes by, it slowly drips to the bottom. So, if old window glass is thicker at the bottom, is that because, 1, the glass creeps down, or 2, it was just made that way? Well, there was much back and forth on the 30-plus posts, including Janet's faith-based believers and non-believers post, which a lot of these things just sort of end up being. This one's still got some more life to it, so stay tuned there on Clay Art. Speaking of glass, this reminds me of pottery marketing campaign a while back on Clay Art. There was a lot of people that proposed various things, various slogans. I proposed Clay, the other glass. And that didn't even get me banned from Clay Art. Mel must be a saint. All this and more on Clay Art, available at ceramics.org. Back over to those hardworking folks at rec.crafts.pottery. For the most active older topic, we'll pick clay production, cutting off expenses. MJ wants to know the minimum amount of equipment required to process clay from a local deposit. Well, there were several simple setups and were described over various posts. But the end was typical, with a back and forth about the expense of making your own clay versus the love of the process. Rec Draft Craft Top Pottery, we don't do windows, available at Google Groups. Newsflash, looking over at the Google News line under the word pottery, we get artist comes up with a unique idea for a wall of pottery museum. Taiwan headlines, Taiwan. Construction of the Luke Kang Pottery Museum began several years ago. The pottery museum is a three-story structure. Next, we have excavated in online the Barnet Times from the UK. From Saxon pottery to Iron Age swords, the Hendon and District Archaeological Society has uncovered a wealth of historical artifacts over the years. Skipping down to pottery artists here, December 18th, the Village News Network, California. A Mexican pottery artist will be featured in the Fallbrook on December 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Fallbrook Women's Club. Next, we have Woman Keeps Pea Posh Pottery Tradition Alive on the Gila River. That's from the Casa Grande Valley newspaper, Arizona. Littleton Independent comes up with Sign Up for Painting, pottery at the Littleton Community Education Services. Show closes at Old Mesa Art Center at the East Valley Tribune, Arizona. And Pottery Barn, two balls and an air pump come with the set, which folds away behind the closed doors when not in use. The wall of basketballs is $2.99 from Pottery Barn. And that's the news flash at Google News. Looks like it's time for Market Watch. Going over to ebays.com, under their pottery and glass court category, looking under the word pottery, we get a high of $45,000 for an antique pottery horse head. Yeah, that's $44,000 higher than the high that was 2 weeks ago. Apparently, it's a 206 BC to 220 AD Chinese piece and includes certification. Shipping's a steal at only $12. Our low is a typical one penny, but this time it's for a collectible ancient glazed pottery horse rare figure. It's pre-1800 Chinese, but shipping will set you back $66. That's it for Market Watch. Thank you, eBay. This week over at Ceramics Today, we have their featured article called Salku by Rick Berman What does charcoal, Lay potato chips, and chia pets have in common? Check out the featured article at Ceramics Today. The artist of the week over there is Stan Welsh. His autobiographical heads are about five times life size. Just kidding, Stan. He was one of my instructors back in the day and taught me some important lessons. More about that later. Reading right from the newsletter, the website of the week, American Ceramics Yoso, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, a.k.a. Scott Wrench, creates computer-generated images that are included with ceramic glaze, that are printed with ceramic glaze into a large canvas of clay. His website's pretty cool, and it includes a demo, so thanks for sharing that. At the Golden Egg Farm Poultry and Pottery in Hardwick, Massachusetts, USA, pottery is produced and poultry is reproduced. Definitions of the week is cameo relief. So check that all out at ceramicstoday.com. Now, a special holiday bonus for all my dedicated listeners, basically anyone who's gotten this far. I put up my definitive clay whistle handout. It's free, linked off my website. Turn a simple ball of clay into a musical instrument. More than just a percussive thud as it hits the wheelhead, clay can be made to produce notes. It's available right now at john-norris.net. We'll give it a try here. Speaking of music, we've been listening to Carol of the Bells by DLive. That's DILIVE.com. That piece was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. And we're currently listening to Plastic Toys by the Irreverence. That's EARREVERANDS.com. They've released this piece under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. As Stan once told me, sometimes you have to play the fool. So I thought I'd end, we'll just take this music down a little bit. So I thought I'd end with this classic Potter's tune straight from the Emerald Isle, The Salt-Free Massacre. And we'll do it in C. As fate would have it this winter, the mail she was late. The acceptance letter came, but it was too close to the date. But maybe with some help from the lads, so I rang them on the tell. The only way we'll make it, boys, is blow that soda kiln to hell. So we took wet pots and tumbles, stacked them with a shovel, hosed it all with liner glaze, we knew it'd later be trouble. And as we bricked her up, the compact, it did fell. Never mind the small stuff, boys, I'm blowing this soda kiln to hell. So we cranked the gas and didn't act till candle or nor first blew. Waited to light the thing till we could smell it out the flue. Packed with soda till out of the spice holes it did well. Get ready, boys, we're gonna blow this soda kiln to hell. Didn't use a match, but shot it from afar with a gun. The bricks quickly closed the distance, so we took off at a run. And as the pots and mortar flew by us, I did yell, "Watch out, boys, that soda kiln will take us straight to hell." Once the dust had settled down, and the hole in the ozone layer stop that awful glow. We picked up the biggest piece, it would later win best of show. Surely we got lucky, but if you want pots that are gonna sell, I gotta tell you boys, don't blow your soda kiln to hell. That's the Salt Free Massacre released by me under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, so have at it. This has been Cone 11 Forest Air. It's also released under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, except for the portions of Plastic Toys, which include a non-commercial clause. Happy Holidays from John-Norris.net.